Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here hosting Right Side Radio. We're here every Monday through Friday, 2 to 5 p.m., rocking the world with things that are literally solid, conservative, and just plain right. Giving you all the information you need to go out there and have that water cooler conversation or stand up in that public meeting or do the things that's necessary, because I know who we got in our audience, a bunch of right side ruffians, people who are looking around the world right now and saying, you know what? Not on my watch. And that's what we got to have more of right now. And I'm going to tell you, folks, listen, there's a whole lot on our watch. But one of the things I hope you're going to do, too, and I'm going to shift into this little segue here real briefly. So the situation in Afghanistan right now is crisis mode, obviously. But the crisis in Afghanistan has also created, emotions and difficulties for veterans of Afghanistan. I'm going to tell you right now, my emotions have gone up and down the last 2 weeks. Watching things, being frustrated, wishing somebody would give me a mission, feeling like everything that I worked for is being trashed. But folks, that's not the case. The service of our individual service members is still with honor and integrity. If there is any loss at all, it is by the suits and not the boots, if you know what I mean. But I do want to say this. You check on your vets, all right? Do not let them sit for a minute in any kind of despair without having somebody check on them. And if you are a veteran right now and you're struggling, I'm going to give you a hotline number. There's a Veterans Crisis Line, and you can also look at veteranscrisisline.net, all right? veteranscrisisline.net. But the phone number for them is 800-273-8255. It's 800-273-8255. Just going to encourage you, if there is a difficulty at all, if there is a question in your mind, if you feel like you have stepped beyond where you need to be or feel comfortable being emotionally or mentally, then you need that kind of intervention. And we stood by each other in the foxholes. There's no reason not to stand by each other back in the world. 800-273-8255 is the Veterans Crisis Hotline. For you or someone else, give it to them, all right? But folks, the situation in terms of leadership right now, in what we're watching. So I watched in full. This morning I got up about 4:15, spent time getting ready for the show today, and I watched the entire Biden press conference yesterday. Yeah, what I got to see, the whole thing was definitely, I guess, worse than what I thought it was. I was sort of hoping that he came out there and had a little more chutzpah. You know, they had a little more wherewithal. There was a couple of moments when I had it muted because I was on the air at the time and it was breaking news. And he was, you know, raising his hands in the air. And I thought, okay, he's coming to life. Maybe somebody gave him a shot, or maybe he's actually not as bad off as. No, folks, listen, that was the most frail, uncomfortable press conference I have ever watched. At a time when you need someone to get up there and talk, you know, like a football coach at halftime, we didn't have that. There was no rallying the troops. There was no inspiring. In fact, Copper, I tell you what, let's do this. The clip that I set aside as clip 10, let's go ahead and just, folks, this is about less than a minute, but I think this might give you just the voice alone. Let's see if this conveys what I'm talking about. Clip 10, Copper.
Thank you. May God bless you all, and may God protect his troops and all those standing watch for America. We have so much to do. It's within our capacity to do it. We just have to remain steadfast. Steadfast. We will complete our mission, and we will continue after our troops have withdrawn, to find means by which we can find any American who wishes to get out of Afghanistan. We will find them and we will get them out. Ladies,
that to me was just the antithesis of what our country needs.
Let me tell you something,
yeah.
Phil.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, I wouldn't even date this guy.
Oh. Well, I hope not. He's 80 years old.
Well, but I mean, like, if a guy my age came up to me and was like, you know, you want to go out for dinner? It'll be a nice time. I'd be like, no, thank you. Let alone leading the free world.
Well, Copper, as you know, as Charlene and I are like your Alabama parents, we wouldn't let you date that guy. What do you think?
Good.
But yeah, it just kind of, I mean, I watched it and there were moments, I'm not going to deny, there were a few moments where he raised his voice or he got a little more animated. But for the most part, a lot of the briefing was like that. And folks, I'm just going to tell you right now, that is not what was needed at the time. That was the worst day in international and military policy in a decade, at least. And oh my gosh. And so here we are right now, and that's the President of the United States for now. Now, I'm not going to be up here trying to tell you, oh, impeach. You know, I maybe so. Maybe there's grounds. High crimes and misdemeanors, we got to find those. You know, Article 25, I keep hearing people say, you know, invoke the 25th. That takes his cabinet to do that, by the way. And none of them want to admit they've been propping him up all this time. So what I see instead is at the very least, I see the unraveling of his administration. Unfortunately, the administration is tied to us. And folks, it's going to be important that we maintain our wherewithal in the midst of all of this, because the man at the helm right now is falling asleep at the wheel. More of that when we come back. Phil Williams, News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, the News Talk giant of North Alabama. I'm telling you right now, if you're here in this station, it's because we are rocking North Alabama. And folks, listen, you don't have to be right inside of our AM, FM capability at WVNN. If you want to hear the show, just go to rightsideradio.org and click listen live. You can hear us anywhere you are. We got listeners in multiple states. We got people emailing me from Louisiana saying love the show. You know, folks down in South Alabama, I'm just telling you, you can, wherever you is, there you are. And you can also be listening to Right Side Radio there, rightsideradio.org. Hey, listen, so you heard these ads for Otter Creek Farm. Let me just remind you, I know these folks personally. And what an amazing place. Charlene and I go out there. We stayed out there before. I love going shooting out there. We've eaten out there. Everything they advertise on their ads is true. I'm going to encourage you right now, go see their website, ottercreekfarmstead.com. This is the kind of place where if you want a wedding venue, you want to hold a reception there, you need a corporate retreat day, you want to go hunting pheasant or quail, or you just want to eat a gourmet meal and then sit there and watch the sun go down by the infinity pool looking out over the hundreds of acres of, you know, landscaped grounds. Wow. OtterCreekFarmstead.com is the website. Go check them out. So, listen, one of the things about speech, that extremely feckless speech that we had a little while ago, became very, very apparent. The messaging is clear throughout the Biden administration right now that they are coordinating firsthand with the Taliban, treating them as if they are the new governance, which I guess technically they are, but what I'm saying is recognizing them and working with them as if they were not our enemy just weeks ago. I got news. They're our enemy today, all right? And this is the same Taliban, by the way. Yeah, here it is. Okay, I'm looking at an article right now that Charlene recommended to me. Britt Hume had recommended it. It comes out of an online site called The Dispatch. Great article. This sort of unpacks what's going on right now with some great terminology. And it reminds me that this same Taliban, by the way, you've heard me talk about the last few days, the Haqqani Network. Well, the Haqqani Network is very real. Siraj Haqqani is the head of the Taliban. He's their deputy leader. There's a $10 million bounty on his head from the State Department. And yet we're dealing with them. I mean, it's the same Taliban that's been harboring Al-Qaeda for more than two decades. And helped that organization lay the foundations for the 9/11 attacks that killed thousands of Americans. And, oh, by the way, it's also the same Taliban that has now freed thousands of imprisoned jihadists and turned them loose on the country and the world. It's the same Taliban responsible for the deaths of Americans in Afghanistan by the hundreds. And it's the same Taliban that now controls access to the airport and the very gates where ISIS terrorists, allegedly ISIS terrorists, were the ones who detonated their bombs. And here's the quote that I love in this article. It says, "The enemy of our enemy is not our friend, no matter how much our leaders might wish it were. The enemy of our enemy is our enemy." Folks, the Biden administration has determined to go ahead and begin investing itself in the trust and the coordinations with the Taliban as if they were our friends, and they're not. Hey, Copper, let's see. I'm going to go ahead. Let's go ahead. I want to spin up clip 9, because in clip 9, we've got President Biden in his speech yesterday, who immediately began to label who was at fault in this this bombing. But when he did, notice how quickly he clarifies it was not just ISIS, but ISIS is the enemy of the Taliban. Go ahead and play clip 9, Copper.
We've been made aware by our intelligence community that the ISIS-K, an arch enemy, the Taliban, people who were freed when both those prisons were opened, has been planning a complex set of attacks on the United States personnel and others. This is why, from the outset, I've repeatedly said this mission was extraordinarily dangerous, and why I've been so determined to limit the duration of this mission. As General McKenzie said, this is why our mission was designed, this is the way it was designed to operate. Operating under severe stress and attack. We've known that from the beginning.
Just go ahead and stop it. I can't stand it. So if you heard that, if you heard what he said there, two things. One, let me pick apart this is the way it was designed. No, it wasn't. It was not designed so that we can lose lives in a terrorist attack. If it was, then I want to know who designed it, because that's a pretty flawed design, if you know what I'm saying. That's awful. The very idea that the commander-in-chief, on the day that 13 service members lost their lives, which we're now told, by the way, is 10 Marines, 2 Army, and 1 Navy corpsman. So it's a multi-service loss. It's the biggest loss in a decade for U.S. service members in Afghanistan. And the very idea he's going to stand up there and say, this is the way it was designed. No. If it was, then somebody needs to resign. Thank you very much. But the thing he did at the first part was so galling to me. The very idea he came out there and he's determined, because they've been saying for days that they're coordinating with the Taliban, right? You hearing that? Go look at Jen Psaki. Go look at the generals that are talking. Go look at the Secretary of Defense. They're all saying, and then the Taliban, who we've been talking with, the Taliban who have been guarding the outer ring, the Taliban who we've been coordinating for, okay, they're coordinating with the Taliban, so they've got to very quickly make sure they have not, bomb went off. A bomb went off. What do we say? ISIS did it. ISIS did it, and we can't say ISIS. Isn't ISIS friendly with the Taliban? Well, not really. Okay, they're the enemies then. And so the first thing he does is he gets up and he says in his speech, you know, in a frail kind of broken down way, that ISIS-K did this, and ISIS-K is the enemy of the Taliban. Oh, quickly, let's make sure we clarify. Well, let me just tell you, the things that I said a moment ago are true, but I'm not the only one saying that. Let's go to clip 1, Copper. Clip 1 is Laura Logan. I've gotten to where I have so much respect for her reporting. I think she and Jennifer Griffin are two of the sharpest reporters in the world right now. And Laura Logan had a clip where she just dismantled this whole thing about the Taliban being our friends and not being the same as ISIS. Play clip 1.
You do anything to change it. You know, going to the Taliban and asking them, can we stop pretending now that the Taliban are not terrorists? Can we stop pretending that the Haqqani network is not the number two? The leader of the Haqqani network, the Afghan al-Qaeda, is the deputy commander of the Taliban. So let's stop pretending that the Taliban are not ISIS. You know, what the Afghans will tell you, the acting president now, Amrullah Saleh, who's an old friend of mine, I've interviewed him many times on 60 Minutes, he said to me, when we interrogate these people, when we get them on the battlefield, you know what we find out? Today they're ISIS, 2 weeks ago they were Taliban, and 2 years ago they were al-Qaeda or something like that. You know, so they're not fooling anybody, except, you know, unfortunately,
they're fooling us.
The Americans who
they're
don't know
any better. They're fooling Joe Biden.
Yes.
There you go. Did you hear that? I mean, her reporting, her firsthand reporting, her reporting that comes from her own experiences in the Middle East, Jennifer Griffin will say much the same, but her own reporting is integrally or firsthand accounts of folks who were integrally involved, like the current the acting president, really, of the outgoing Ghani administration. So the Ghani administration, President Ghani, has pretty much abdicated his role because he fled the country. His vice president is more of a warrior, and his vice president stayed and went to what's called the Panjshir Valley. The Panjshir Valley is where the Northern Alliance, who resisted the Taliban for years, used to hold out. The Taliban never took the Panjshir Valley. A guy named Massoud, Ahmad Shah Massoud, was the leader of the Northern Alliance, and he was called the Lion of the Panjshir. And so the vice president who stayed in the country is in the Panjshir Valley right now, and he has told her firsthand, told Laura Logan firsthand, how many times on the battlefield they have captured one of the bad guys, and they'll interview them, they'll interrogate them, and find out that they're Taliban today, but 2 weeks ago they were ISIS, and before that they were whatever. They're all jihadists, and yes, some of them are more locked into a certain position, and at times they do fight among themselves, but the reality is, they are all against the United States. And like I read from that article a moment ago that the Charlene had pointed out to me, the enemy of our enemy is still our enemy. And we have now surrendered to them and placed our security in them. And they apparently control the outer ring at the airport. And despite that, guess what? Two suicide bombers, or maybe one, we don't know for a fact yet because we're getting conflicting reports, but nonetheless, small arms attacks and suicide bombs made it through the Taliban defenses. Reckon how that happened. Well, listen, folks, we're going to take a short break here. I'm going to go ahead and get that that break gone because I've got two clips I want to play you that will contrast what we're seeing right now. You're going to be interested in this. It's going to be very interesting. I'm not going to play a President Trump clip because, you know, it's going to reach further back. I'm going to go back and play for you a clip of a very similar speech to what Biden was trying to do yesterday from President Bush right after 9/11. Some of the wording is almost the same. The delivery and the response are entirely different. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here on Right Side Radio. You can also listen live at rightsideradio.org. We'll be right back after this. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here hosting Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. You know, breaking news as we sit here is the Pentagon is doing an update. Department of State just finished theirs. The Department of State guy, I'm looking right now at some of these guys look like they just wish they had another job, be honest. I mean, it probably better off for them flipping burgers right now than having to deal with this, but it's a lot going on. Afghanistan is not going to settle down tomorrow. Curious to see what's going to happen with this August 31st deadline. There were some things, you know, said in these presentations by President Biden and also by Jen Psaki that seemed to imply they're going to pull out on the 31st, but then they're going to keep trying to get people out somehow after that, and I'm not sure how that would work. Surely they don't mean that. Meanwhile, folks are still trying to get out.
Oh, have you heard from Hamid at all?
Hey, yeah, I have. Thank you for asking. So, for those of you that may be tuning in today and haven't heard, when I served in Afghanistan, my interpreter Hamid is still somebody who I talk to on a regular basis. We were able to get him here to the United States a few years back. But the issue has become trying to get his family out because everybody in his immediate family had also worked with U.S. troops. So, yeah, Copper, so this morning I was checking with Hamid. And I will say this, too, by the way, Senator Tuberville's office, who has been very responsive, and he's going to be on the show later, but Senator Tuberville's office let me know they've been working specifically on two family groups, one of which is Hamid's family. The other family group they've been dealing with, they got confirmed that they just flew out of the country. So, in other words, things are still happening. Hamid says his folks are still there. They have not been given the green light to make it to the airport again. I don't know if I said this on the air or not, too, Copper, but yesterday Hamid told me that his folks had actually gone to the airport and were standing near the same area where the bomb went off, but they left just before, like just a few hours before the bomb exploded. They would have been in the same general vicinity. But he told me this morning, actually he told me, what's the timestamp? Oh, this is... Okay. He actually just told me right before the show started that internet companies in Afghanistan are beginning to shut down. There's only one left, he said. And that's not good. Because I asked him, I said, is that Taliban driven or is it the natural consequence of instability? His response was, no one knows. It's most likely Taliban driven. He said, there's too many cameras, cell phones connected to the internet. Folks on social media are beginning to self-censor themselves because they're afraid they'll be found and punished. So that lifeline to the outside world, that's going to be key. I tell you what else is key right now is leadership. Let me finish up this hour and see if we have time here. I think we do. I've got two clips that I want to play you. All right, so there was that one moment, you know, the thing that I saw briefly while I was on the air yesterday, wondering, okay, I didn't get to hear the whole speech from President Biden. Maybe he was a bit more up, even though the part where he was up still wasn't real up. But he said in a clip that we're about to play for you that we're going to go after these folks who detonated the bomb. So what I want to do is compare and contrast, all right? So I've got President Biden who's going to say something about going after the bad guys, and then you'll just kind of hear the silence. And then we're going to play President Bush right after 9/11 speaking in a joint session to Congress. So let's go ahead and play clip 12 of President Biden first, Copper.
Anyone who wishes America harm, know this. We will not forgive. We will not forget. We will hunt you down and make you pay. I will defend our interests and our people with every measure at my command. Over the past few weeks.
Okay, there's that. That was as lively as his speech got yesterday. And he was also speaking, you know, in a room where there was not going to be any applause. There was nobody there to feel inspired. But then, Copper, go ahead and get clip 13 ready, because what's happening next in the next clip is immediately after 9/11, President Bush did a joint address to Congress, Democrats and Republicans, and he outlined the broader picture, and he painted a very clear image, and I want you to hear also the response. Go ahead and play clip 13.
Its own people, it is threatening people everywhere by sponsoring and sheltering and supplying terrorists, by aiding and abetting murder. The Taliban regime is committing murder. And tonight, the United States of America makes the following demands on the Taliban. Deliver to United States authorities all the leaders of Al-Qaeda who hide in your land. Our nation, this generation, will lift a dark threat of violence from our people and our future. We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Yep, and right after that, I went to war. And I'm going to tell you right now, that speech, you know, while President Bush wasn't always the most, you know, dynamic individual, he was sharp at times, and that was one of them. He also knew he had to go and make an address. And the idea right now that we've had to wait for hours at a time to have the President of the United States come to the microphone and sort of stumble his way through in a soft-spoken, old and frail and tired voice, and then tell us without really identifying what he's going to do, that we're going to do something. And try to pretend that the Taliban are the people we're going to negotiate with. When we've known since that speech I just played for you from President Bush 20 years ago that the Taliban are indeed our enemies. And they are the harborers of those that do harm to our people. And they are the ones who help collaborate and incubate terrorism on a national scale. And right now, they're in charge, and we're negotiating with them. And that galls me. And it should gall you too. Because that's That's not leadership. All right, folks. I'm going to do a little more in Afghanistan when we get back. But there's some big Bruins. There's some big Bruins out there right now. I'm talking about stuff happening in the world that you're going to need to know. Some of it's directly here in Alabama. Some of it's national scale stuff, by the way, that originated in Alabama. Got to love that. Good stuff. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. You can also listen live at rightsideradio.org. Phil Williams here hosting Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right. Giving all you right side ruffians what you need to go through the day and fight back against liberals. We'll be right back.